I call the November 21st, 2023 regular board meeting of Glenville Park District to order. Lisa, please call the roll and state the time.
Great, 7:03. Commissioner Bourne.
Yes.
Commissioner Colby.
Here.
Commissioner Schneider.
Here.
Commissioner Spector.
Here.
President Spain.
Here. Okay. On to the consent agenda items, A through C are routine. Does any commissioner want any item pulled from the consent agenda items? Okay. All right, I entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda items as presented.
Second.
Okay. Roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Bourne?
Yes.
Commissioner Colby?
Yes.
Commissioner Schneider?
Yes.
Commissioner Spector?
Yes.
President Spain?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, so I think we can move on to the truth and taxation hearing. A hearing is required by statute due to the fact that the levy increase is more than 5%. Appropriate public notice has been served. I declare a public hearing open to hear questions and comments on the levy ordinance. Okay, the public hearing is now closed. All right. I entertain a motion to approve ordinance number 958, levying the taxes for the 2023 tax year as presented.
Okay.
Any discussion? Okay. Roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Bourne?
Yes.
Commissioner Covey?
Yes.
Commissioner Schneider?
Yes.
Commissioner Spector?
Yes.
President Spain?
Yes. Okay. 8 months of the fiscal year are complete. The report is available in the board packet. John will share a synopsis of the report and answer any questions.
All right. Thank you, President Spain. Good evening, everyone. So I'll start on page 159 of the packet, page 159. Typically, I don't mention much about cash investments, but I did just want to point out that if you've been kind of seeing how our cash investments have been trending, they've been trending down, which is not a bad thing at all. That's a reflection of our planned spending, specifically the large capital expenditures that are taking place with the Watts renovation. But it is also a reflection of the fact that our second installment of property tax bills is delayed again. I checked today and we have yet to receive anything for that second installment yet. So those bills are due December 1, so we would anticipate that those funds to come rolling in the month of December. All that being said, we're still very healthy in terms of liquidity and reserve perspective, so no concerns from that standpoint. But again, just kind of pointing out that our planned spending is obviously being reflected here in our cash and investment report. With that, I'll just move on to page 142, which is the financial analysis for the October 31, 2023. So just briefly, nothing major to point out in really any of the departments, but just a quick high-level summary. So rec programming continues to be strong. That's about a 47% gross margin there. That number will just continue to decrease to about 30% as the remaining expenditures come to fruition for the fiscal year. Children's Circle, so that prior year number did include grant revenue of about $65,000. And also wages, salary and wages, obviously that's been a significant piece of the early childhood department and the lack of our ability to get those positions fully staffed. While we have made progress, we are actually up 34% in terms of salary and wages this year. Still, positions and hours do go up a little down there, which is reflected in that bottom line number there for Children's Circle. Fitness, not too much to speak to from that standpoint. Beach, I know we've been monitoring pretty much on a monthly basis, and I'm really optimistic. I think our projections last month when we discussed those, we were thinking we would potentially have about a $10,000 deficiency in revenue over expenditures. Hope is we close that gap a bit, looking at about $5,000 now, and I'm really crossing my fingers and hoping that we are able to get to a break-even point if we are able to be achieve some cost savings there as we close out the fiscal year. Voting department, I think we've already talked about a few one-time expenses, the ejector pump at the boathouse, that was about $14,000. Health insurance premiums also contributed to the difference year over year. So with Weinberg, hopefully that's the last time I make that mistake, but
you won't.
For Weinberg, we have seen the pass sales obviously begin to come in. We're a little behind in revenue compared to where we were last year. I don't think there's any reason for any concern yet. And actually, a chunk of that revenue is actually related to rentals, so it could be folks just want to kind of see the space they're going to be renting now, as the facility is obviously under renovation. Expenditures are right on compared to the prior year. G&A, consulting fees are up to about $70,000 related to the comprehensive plan, and the remainder of the increase is salary and benefit. And then, as I mentioned, the second installment, property taxes haven't come in, which was the case last year and is somewhat reflected in the rec and corporate admin departments. That's really just primarily interest income that we're seeing coming in for this month, about $40,000 in the rec admin, about $15,000 in corporate admin. With that, I'd be happy to address any questions.
Pat, quick question. So under, this is like really big picture, I don't need any details of any deal, but you mentioned under the rec part, you said wages and salary are up 34%. This year, did they get that right?
Children's Circle.
Correct. Oh, Children's Circle, okay, all right.
I presume it's mostly volume, the 20 points volume, 10 points rate, something like that.
A big part of it was last year we added another 9 full time positions in the middle of the year. Or I think it was about, that was, if I remember, right, September timeframe, so
it took a long time.
So, you know, having those full time positions now in place is really the main driver, to be honest. Part time is where I think we're still having some challenges and having people filling those hours.
Do you see the fruits of that, Bobby, anywhere? Like, do we see like better ratings in our surveys from our employees, or are your kids still in Triple Circle?
Yeah, I have one in there.
Like, I'll ask you anecdotally, are you seeing a benefit from that?
Well, I think I'm an exception because the Dolphin Room has gone through multiple teachers this year, so we haven't had continuity.
Yeah,
so, but I don't hear anybody complaining about it.
That's good.
Well, for example, we called an early childhood committee advisory meeting. Not one person RSVP'd to come. So to me, that means they are all very, very satisfied, and they don't see a need to meet. If there's something going wrong, they would have been there. So that's kind of indicate we laughed. We're like, well, it's indication things are going well because they want to meet when it's not. So, you know, it's just a struggle. I think the biggest benefit is that we have teacher retention for the most part, full-time teachers in there so that the parents see this, you know, same teacher. So.
Although the only negative comments I got were about somebody who's no longer here. So,
yeah.
So if that means anything.
There you go. And that's right.
Itself.
Yep.
Okay. That's great.
Yeah.
Congratulations on getting that staffed. And as I'll channel my inner Lisa Brooks, there's a lot of working people, both moms and dads, who rely on it, and it's very helpful that you have done a great job of it.
Very good channeling.
That's
very good.
Okay. So for the next item on our agenda,
I just have to say that she's not there. You don't have to read the whole resolution.
Okay. All right. Jenny Wachtel can't be here tonight. So I'm going to entertain a motion to table resolution 959.
Okay.
First.
Oh, first.
Second. All right, roll call vote, please.
We're just going to switch off between the two, I guess. Commissioner Boren?
Yes.
Commissioner Covey?
Yes.
Commissioner Schneider?
Yes.
Commissioner Spector?
Yes.
President Spain?
Yes. Okay, moving along. Time for the executive director.
All right. So, well, obviously you made a comment about our winter and camp guide. So kudos to the staff for doing a great job with that publication. Really what we want to talk about tonight is the progress on Weinberg Recreation Center. So obviously we're opening up on Friday, the main floor only. So I thought Kyle could give the update on our construction, and Bobby can get update on the preparations for the operations of the center.
Sure, thank you, Lisa. So as Lisa mentioned, we're working towards having the main level of the course of the building open come Friday. We were actually in Friday and Saturday getting nice preparations taken care of so the rink itself is ready to go. Construction is wrapping up here tomorrow morning on those main portions of the building. Staff will be over there kind of doing final cleaning and detail work to get us ready to go Friday morning. We passed all our inspections to get our partial occupancy, so we should be good on that front. A couple of little items related to the elevator, which should be resolved prior to the ribbon cutting on the 9th. The only outstanding items will be some exterior work on the north entrance over the next 1 to 2 weeks. We are excited to report that the building will be ready to go for opening on Friday for the skate season, and the weather does look quite favorable here to the extent forecast to have some good fall weather conditions. So feel good about where we're at.
Just for Friday, we're very excited. We're opening at 11 o'clock till 7. We're going to have skating and hockey available all day for anyone who wants to join us free of charge. Staff did a great job of prepping the ice this weekend with the parks team, and they were also in training all day Saturday and some training earlier in the week. So we're all very excited. I know there's great energy. We're very well staffed this year. There's a lot of excitement about people working in the rink, the new facility, and our staff are being spreading the word. We've got a lot of referrals, so we're excited to see the community's reaction on Friday. So hopefully people will join us.
It really was a team effort. They were working all night Friday and all night Saturday, the parks team, to get this ready to go, which was questionable with the warm weather we had last weekend. So kudos to them. Has anybody not seen the building? If you're around tomorrow afternoon, we'll probably be there tomorrow afternoon doing cleaning and getting it all ready to go. If you're out and about and you want to tour before we open up Friday, just stop by and we'll be happy to give you a tour. It's looking really good, and we're really proud of that center. So I'd like to thank John. We had a little delay in paychecks that had nothing to do with us and had to do with major banks. What a headache that was. And John and Brian handled it with grace and came up with a solution, got paper checks out to anybody who needed them. It was anybody who was really affiliated or had their direct deposits to a big bank. So if you're at credit union or smaller bank like John and I are, we didn't even know there was a problem. So he walked in the door and was told. So those things are really frustrating when they're out of your control, and they really were creative in their solution and make sure that anybody who needed pay got paid right away. So kudos to him.
Is that a national issue?
Yeah.
So it was an issue with the federal clearing house.
Yeah.
And it actually only impacted about 1% of files. We were the lucky ones on November 3rd.
Uh-huh.
So they said it was like a processing error where some of the account numbers were masked. Even after that, even after we were notified, there was a lot of confusion as to whether it was still going to be processed or not. So it impacted, I've heard, like about 60,000 files, which still represents a very small amount because the value is so large. So.
Huh. Because I feel like I read about that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It was on CNBC, CNN, and they were covered for sure.
Yeah. Okay.
And then Blanco Patch.
And the Glencoe patch. Winter and camp registration begins November 30th. So they really did, based on board input, provided a payment option. So that's nice. So it's a little more affordable this time of year. So we heard that loud and clear, and we did a solution for that. There's a whole list of upcoming December events. So hopefully the board will check out some of those. We've got a lot to offer this holiday season. So other than that, is there any questions from the board based on my report? And just a reminder that commissioners and their immediate family get lots passes, so if you haven't gotten yours yet, hope you do.
Weinberg.
Oh my gosh. You know what we should do? We should like a jar. And every time we make a mistake, we have to put money in there and then we give it to someone. Yeah. But we can make.
I mean,
going to be real, it's going to be so hard. Yeah. The Watts family did reach out to us, and they're actually excited to be handing the torch off to the Weinberg family. So they're going to send a little statement. Hopefully, they'll come to the ribbon cutting. So that's kind of nice. That's really nice. Yeah. Obviously, the park's still named Watts, but you know. So.
Did we have to? I forgot. Like, I know it's like a 25-year, and then do you have to go back to them and ask?
So this one, we went back to the family. Yeah. They were not interested. They never gave money for it. It was just, it was naming rights, and there was no agreement. There was nothing. So there was never any stipulation that it would always be named that. But we did go back to them. They did not have interest in keeping the name. So, but yes, that's what we normally do. And now in our agreement, it's a 25-year, and the donor gets first right of refusal before the name's changed.
I just saw the 1,008 attendees for the Boo Bash, and that really stood out to me.
I know, right? That was the largest ever. It's just really
incredible.
The word of mouth on that. There's people that come from out of town, like to visit family, came last year and then decided to come back again this year. So it's an outstanding event, and it's not that really a long period that we get that many people through this building, but.
It's in the
in the exhibit, I think, attachment B, the numbers. Yeah, I don't think so. It was packed.
And then another thing that confused me was I was looking at the kids' day off statistics, and I feel like they were huge for, where was that?
It's Appendix B.
Yeah, why is the fall day off enrollment 225 in 2022 compared to 66? Is that because there were more days off?
Yeah, if you look all the way to the right, it says number of days.
Oh, six.
Yeah, there's a lot more of the school. We go out of the school calendar, obviously.
Yeah, I thought that was just
painful. The fall, the way the calendar fell.
Okay.
They also moved through
Okay, and that program, it's not like designed to generate revenue for other things, or is it? Or like
it is, but it's a small proportion compared to some like schools like school day off compared to kids' law. It's pretty small. We see winter break camp is doing pretty well. So with the school calendar, they have the same number of days off, the same number of days every year. So sometimes more days in the fall, sometimes more days in the spring.
Okay. Well, thank you for doing that.
It's really for a service for our working families, and we get both people from our kids club and just from the general public that maybe aren't in our program. So it does have to cover all of its direct and indirect expenses, and then there's usually a little bit more in, but it goes back into materials and supplies.
Have you gotten any positive emails about the change to
Watson? No, nothing. But actually. People have been thanking Jack a lot, so the been definitely a positive PR. So no negative.
I think one social media comment that it'll still be watched.
Yeah.
That was like everything else was great.
And I get that. It's still, you know, whatever tower, Sears Tower to me, you know.
Okay. Well, I think we're moving along to the action items unless there's anything else.
Mm-mm.
Okay. All right. Record timing, guys.
I know.
Okay.
Tried
to entertain a motion.
Well, I think you really have to talk about this for a second.
Yeah.
So this is don't fight over this one, everyone. This is the late IAPD meeting, late on Saturday of conference. I think it's like, 4 or 5:30. You can assign me to go to it. I will be there. So that is an option. Putting it out there.
Does someone have to go?
Yes, we have to go. Someone has to go.
Like a board member or?
No, it could be me.
I nominate you. Unless someone else really wants to go.
I kind of feel like that's a commitment for people to have to go to something at 5:30 on a Saturday.
It is. The 25th, I think. Let me check it up really quick.
January?
Yep.
Lisa is.
It's at the end of our day of our conference, so. Yeah, the 27th.
Is this the association for which you're the?
No, I'm the chair for IPRA, Illinois Park. Okay. IAPD is for commissioners and executive directors, really. So it's both, but yeah,
okay.
This is the one that. So if anybody's going down Saturday for conference and wants to stay, then they do that, or they could be my delegate, or we can have one of the other staff that are going to be the delegate. But I will be there the whole time, so. See, no one there, no one ever fights for it.
I honestly, like, if I'm not doing anything, I'm happy to do it, but I can barely plan next week, let alone January 25th, and I apologize for that.
I can run down with everything going on, some good ones.
And you can always go even if you're not listed as a delegate. It's open to everybody, but.
So at a minimum, we have you going.
Yeah.
Well, that's
yep.
Safe. So
yep. So. And then I would pick one of them and put them as the delegate because I'm going to be there, so we won't need it. But we have to put two names down.
I do believe Erin is closest.
Aaron she's not there Saturday. It's not going to be Erin. She's not there Saturday night.
Bobby's next to Erin.
Bobby Collins. Is it Alan? You won't need it, though. Don't worry.
Okay. I entertain a motion to approve Lisa Shepherd as the IAPD annual meeting delegate and Bobby Collins as the alternate.
Oh, there we go.
Okay.
I know, thanks.
I think we had our discussion, so roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Bourne?
Yes.
Commissioner Covey?
Yes.
Commissioner Schneider?
Yes.
Commissioner Spector?
Yes.
President Spain?
Yes. I entertain a motion to approve Commissioner Spector, Commissioner Schneider, and Executive Director to attend the IEPD IPRA conference from January 25th to 27th, with expenses not to exceed a total as presented. So
second.
Discussion. Thank you for attending. Roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Bourne?
Yes.
Commissioner Covey?
Yes.
Commissioner Schneider?
Yes.
Commissioner Spector?
Yes.
President Spain?
Yes. Okay. I entertain a motion to cancel the December 19th, 2023 regular board meeting and the January 2nd regular committee meeting as presented.
Second.
Any discussion? All right.
Are we changing those dates?
So we are pulling the 19th because we don't have any action items,
okay.
But we are still having the committee meeting in December.
Okay.
And we're changing the board meeting, and we're combining the board and the committee meeting in January to the 9th, which is the next motion.
Okay, yeah, I see that.
The reason is because the board meeting is over the conference week, and the committee meeting's right after, I believe it's right after New Year, so people may still be gone that week.
So what meetings do we have in December?
We have December 5th.
Good.
December 5th, and then it would be the 9th, January 9th.
Okay, perfect. December 5th is good. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Roll call vote.
You can say all in favor, I think. Oh.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. I entertain a motion. I just couldn't remember where it was.
That's okay.
Entertain a motion to change the January 16th, 2024 regular board meeting to January 2024 as presented.
To January 9th.
Oh, to January 9th, 2024 as presented.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, Lisa, do we have any other business?
I have no other business.
Okay.
So
maybe I have to put my kids to bed.
We can find something to discuss.
That's all right. I think everyone probably wants to go home for the holidays. I entertain a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, Lisa, please record the time.
7:28.